Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. I am waiting for perhaps some thunderstorms this evening. It's been very hot here in Roanoke, Virginia. Heard you're back in Ohio, hey, girl?
Yay, I made it to Ohio. I'm here.
Unscathed, I hope.
Yes, I am. That's it. All went well, everything. You know, I was really surprised because as I was driving up north, it got hotter. Georgia was by far way more hotter and humid than South Florida was. And I was just stunned and amazed at, you know, that it was actually hotter going north than it was down south.
Wow. Wow. We went up to 99 here yesterday. And that's unheard of, really.
You know, I'm stunned by that. How can Virginia be 99? It just doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't. But it was that new moon, and there was a lot of energy with this new moon. And so today it wasn't quite as hot, but Thunder Boomer's moving in and out, cloudy skies, nobody's sure what to do, you know, let's not have a barbecue, we did that last weekend, whatever.
That new moon, you know, in Gemini, it's kind of an iffy thing, you know, definitely moving things around.
Mm-hmm, right. And of course, tonight the moon's moved on later into Gemini, but we still have that beautiful Venus-Sun conjunction in Gemini. But the T-square, of course, is still in effect. But nonetheless, like I said, you know, it's actually more of a grand square, but it's a little weaker now because the moon's moved on.
Absolutely. I think it got a little weaker. I think it was just a little intense yesterday.
Yes. But I do like the social aspects of these Gemini planets, you know. And, you know, especially you know, during Memorial Day weekend, you know, and this is the time of year everybody's graduating. People are seeing people in their family and friends that they haven't seen in quite a while to celebrate. And, of course, it has been ambitious, which is what that grand square is all about, to juggle everything. But it seems so appropriate, you know, for this time period to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I always, you know, I think it comes just at the most perfect time planetarily wise for everything to be moving and shifting and changing.
And you're going for your usual snowbird change, so I'm sure that's eye-opening.
Oh, well, it's, you know, it's two different lives. It's really an interesting lifestyle to choose because it's the two-day drive that it takes to get here is kind of like going through a time capsule, you know, because
oh,
I have one
yeah,
lifestyle and all the...
Uh-huh.
It's pretty cool. You know, you have this one lifestyle in South Florida, and then, you know, you turn around, and through those 2 days, you have this metamorphosis, and then you get into the Ohio style. And it's like you just jump from one to the next, and it's interesting.
Multi-dimensional girl you are.
Well, you know, having Gemini ruling my fourth house of the home, you know, hey.
It works perfectly, yes.
Having two homes works well.
That's great. Wow. Well, we have a number of people in the queue. Are you ready to start the show? I know you have a pizza on the way.
Tell everybody I ordered my pizza already for dinner.
Well, that's a good thing.
Adulting.
I'm glad you're back with your sweetheart and everything's going according to plan. That's wonderful.
Yeah, all is well in the world.
For sure. All right, let's take our first caller.
Okay.
Area code 916, you're on the air. Area code 916. Well, area 916, are you there? Well, I want to put them back on hold and see if maybe they were holding on for another show, too. I should put them back on hold for now. I know that a number of people do that, and I don't blame them. All insight is good. Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Andy. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. Enjoying this beginning of summer. All right.
Depends on how hot it gets.
Yes. Yeah, we're looking at 90s, I think, next week. So it's warming up.
It sure is.
Absolutely. I had a quick question about this new moon.
Yes.
Hey.
And what was the question?
It's sitting on my north node, and I just wonder, I'm getting ready to take a bunch of summer school stuff. It's kind of another big stepping stone. I start class tomorrow, and just kind of wondering how that new moon's going to hit. Or what it means, rather, on that north node.
Well, it did hit you directly, and it's a roller coaster ride, baby.
All right.
I'm sorry, Jack, but I mean to interrupt you.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
This is definitely a roller coaster ride. I mean, we are looking at incredible grand square with a T-square that's right on your north node. The north node, to me, is about the business of evolvement. So it's a roller coaster ride you should love, but you are going to be busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, it's going to be a real busy starting tomorrow. Yeah, it's just going to be incredible.
It is. It's really...
Go ahead.
The one thing about the T-square that Aphrodite was talking about is that, you know, it's really opening a lot of doors for you. It's opening, it's enlightening and awakening you to a lot of different things. So it's a matter of, which is good for you, being my little Aries, staying in the present and just going from one task to the next to the next. I think this is a great social thing for you, for connections as well as a learning process because of this. So I think it's a perfect time to start.
Great. Yeah, it's going to be class and then just furious writing. And then, you know, kind of a figure out if you pass or fail and whether you go on to the next thing. They do their grading. I think the exam is due at the end of June, like around the 27th, and then they make their decisions the first week of July or so, first or second week in July.
That's about perfect for you because Uranus is right now direct, and it's right on your Mercury. So you are going to write absolutely brilliantly, okay? You can't help but do that, all right? And it's interesting because Uranus stays direct long enough for you to get that judgment in July.
Excellent.
And then it retrogrades. So I think you're being set up for success here, babe, okay?
Sounds great. I thought the energy of the new moon was fantastic. I really noticed it yesterday.
Jupiter sitting
really
on your Mars and your
it.
Pluto. Of course you would think that.
I thought, wow, this great thing is going to come in, and that great thing is, I don't know what they are, but I feel like they're going to come in.
Well, you keep us posted, and then I tell you what, we always hold you in the light. We know you're really doing your thing, okay?
Well, thank you both so much. I really appreciate it. And, I'll go off and open up the brain and pour in the information. And out it will come, I hope. Thank you.
It will.
God bless you.
You
honey.
Both have okay. a great night.
You Bye-bye. Too. All right, bye. I'm going to try and pick up our first caller again.
Okay.
Seems like they're still there, but they just didn't hear me. Let's try it again. Area code 916, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy. How are
Hi,
you doing
Wendy.
Tonight?
Well, I'm worried. I need employment right away. I have 18 years call center experience, most in the vision insurance field, but a few years in banking. And I applied at Slanken Templeton Investments. The interview, I felt, went very well, but I got an email Friday stating that they had not selected me, but they would keep my resume on file. And also, one of the gentlemen had looked at me and he said, Wendy, you are not allowed to make any mistakes at all. And I handled it well. I just nodded acknowledgement and he moved on. But I've also applied at Kaiser Permanente for their call center and TRICARE through a temp agency that will become permanent through TRICARE. Do you see anything and will I have the job for several years?
Is your birthday 7/6?
Yes. How did you know that?
Oh, okay. Because I have you under Wendy Radio 7/6. So I have another Wendy here, too, as well.
Well
so
I need her information, though. I don't have it.
Okay. Well, my date of birth is 7/6/51, and I was born at 8:45 in the evening.
Where?
Where would be Oakland, California.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. A Cancer like myself.
Uh-huh.
The donations mean so much to us. Okay. I want to relocate
you
to Sacramento. Go ahead.
There's not much difference between Sac and Oakland.
Okay.
But I do want to say that here again, Mars is retrograde. And I think that's what's holding you back at this point in time. At this time, there may be, is there a job that you applied for previously that, I'm looking at something that at this point in time, what I feel is that an old opportunity from the past will return more than anything else. I think if you're really looking for the job that is really the long-term one you want, I think it's going to be more towards after Mars goes direct, which is at the end of June. Part of fortune is there right now in your 10th house of your career, so it does give you an advantage, as well as next month, all the planets are going to be going into Venus and the sun are both going to be going into your 6th house of your day-to-day work. So that's where I think, and there's a lot of trines going on there, with those. So I think there's an advantage coming up for you, but I think right now the one that I would be looking for is one from the past. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree with Mars retrograde in that 10th house of career because, again, the 10th house is more going to honor the long-term prospect you're looking for, Wendy, whereas the 6th house just rules work in general, okay? And so I agree with Jacqueline very much on that score. And the thing I want to mention to you is that Neptune, which had been in Pisces for like 165 years, by the way, is sitting on your north node in the second house of how you earn your daily bread and your value system. And you're more apt to get the most imaginative and creative position than one that is just going to give you security. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So that would be a marker for you to use your own intuition. You're very psychic in your own right. I mean, you've got three beautiful planets in Cancer in your 6th house of work and service, and they form beautiful trines to your north node. So I really think you're not going to get the wrong position. You're going to get the right position. Wait it out till the end of June.
Oh, I will get it at the end of this month then?
Oh, yeah. Mars goes direct the last day of June. And when Mars goes forward, you usually feel it in several days. The wheels start to turn very rapidly. And I think it's great because when it turns around, it's going to be sitting very close to your Mercury in your seventh house, which that's the communication planet, where you would get some information or a call, okay, or a return interview that would increase your sense of security at that time. So I think you're set up for it. I think you're just like, I think you're sitting on pins and needles right now. We're so glad you called in, okay?
Well, thank you. So, I mean, that's fine, getting a job at the end of June. And regarding a job I'd applied for, that would be Franklin Templeton last week. So maybe there's going to be another class in August.
I don't know that is the one I was looking at, I have to say, because it was too soon. It was too early. So it may be something. Don't be surprised if something...
Golden One Credit Union I've applied for.
Mm-hmm. And Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, is sitting right on your ascendant in Capricorn. It hasn't been there since the Revolutionary War, dear. Okay, so you're set up. You just have to be patient for a little while longer, but I feel you are going to get that long-term position you wanted, and just wait it out. I feel really good about this chart, and I think you're going to be very, very happy with the outcome.
So the end of this month, then?
Yep.
Correct.
First week of July is basically golden, right before your next birthday.
You know what? That sounds beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Many blessings. Keep us posted. Call us back and let us know the scoop, okay?
I certainly will. Have a good evening. Thank you.
You too. Many blessings. Bye.
Thank you.
Dynamic chart.
Yeah, she's really, it's around the corner for her.
Absolutely. Okay, great. All right, you ready for the next one? All right. I'm just going to scroll down here because something's hiding from me. There it is. Area code 561, you're on the air.
I just heard you unmute me, so here I am.
Hey, how are you, Cindy?
Millions or possibly billions of people around the world are waiting to hear about the 800 number we're supposed to receive to indicate that we're going to exchange. This is my question last week also. Do you see anything that's happening or maybe not happening for the different items to change, to exchange?
Take a look here. I've got too many Cindy's on here. Okay. I can't find you on here. That's crazy.
10/17/33.
Under Revis, R-E-V-E-S.
I don't have a last name on her, and I've got 16 Cynthias on here, or Cindy's, okay.
Oh, dear.
Go ahead, Jacqueline. Give her your take on the matter. I'm looking for her.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't see this coming in at this time. We were talking, and it's ironic that, you know, it's the same point that I'm looking at as the last caller, but that Mars retrograde is really holding things back. Okay, the activity isn't going to go. You have a 5 degrees Mars in Sagittarius, and that's more of what you're looking for it to hit before this comes in. And so Mars is retrograde. At the end of this month, it's going to go direct. So you're looking all the way into July, as far as I can see.
Wow. Okay.
You're going to have to give me her birth information. I'm going to have to put her in here differently. It's 10/17/33. What time?
1:30 a.m. Yeah. 1:30 a.m.
And that's in New York?
Oh, no, Boston.
Oh, Boston, okay.
And she lives.
You do seem like a very metropolitan woman, I have to say. I want to put down Cindy and JD, knowing that this, you're one of Jacqueline's people, okay? That way I won't forget again. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's in Jensen Beach right now.
Oh, okay, great. I always liked Jensen Beach. All right, let me take a look at this and see what I can see here for you. There is an awful lot of scuttlebutt going on about all this. I know you're...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's supposed to be happening any day.
All right. Okay. I agree with Jacqueline. I basically think this is going to run into some delays. I think it's in the works. See, Saturn, which rules government, is retrograde. Mars in Scorpio, which rules investments and the way that we value the dollar, is also retrograde. Both of these planets being retrograde is setting it up for a delay. Even if they start to implement it, they're going to run into all kinds of complications. Pluto's in Capricorn also, which rules government, and that's also retrograde right now. So, again, I can see that they want to do something. I feel like they've got a lot of things already in place as far as the structure and format, but I think the launch is not going to happen quite that soon.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, earliest is Mars, which goes direct, you know, the end of the month. But with both Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, which is ruled by Saturn, being retrograde at this time, I have a feeling some really heavy hitters regarding, you know, international government right now are under a tremendous amount of pressure and negotiation. And
yeah.
I would hang in there. If you've already basically been moving in that direction and you have people that have been, you know, advising you, I do think it's real. I just think it's going to run into delay. So just hang in there with it.
Okay. I want to listen to the show, please.
Oh, sure. All right. Let's see. Let me find you again. Okay. I'm just going to put you back on hold.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
All right. God bless.
Bye.
All right. Bye. She's a trip.
She's a colorful character.
Hey, I love it when that happens. Okay. Let's
see. Yeah. When you said she's got an international flair, that just cracked me up. And yeah, she does. She has that. You know, more of that New Yorkish style, New Jersey style.
Right, right. Okay. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Kay. How are you?
Who is this?
Hi.
Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hey.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How are you ladies doing?
Awesome.
Good.
I think I'm in your system. It's 3580.
Gotcha.
129 in Philly.
You got it. You still live in Philly?
I am still here, temporarily.
Temporarily. Ooh, that sounds ominous.
Yeah, we'll leave it up for interpretation.
Right. And what was your special question that you wanted to ask us this evening?
I guess I just want to see what's popping out to you guys. Always very interested in love and career. Definitely an emphasis on career. But anything that stands out to you, I guess, transit-wise.
Is your knight on a white horse coming back for you?
I do have someone coming back, but I'm not sure what the hell to do about that.
Well, I think that's the first decision you're going to have to make pretty soon, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you see?
Well, Mars is retrograde, and it's basically moving towards Uranus in your chart, which is also retrograde. And so because of that, a lot of times a person, especially a male person, can re-enter your life. And my feeling is that there can be a lot of excitement, but a lot of depth, and I want to say a lot of deep feelings that can arouse as a result of this person's reappearance in your life.
Correct.
I have a sense that there probably was some very strong heartfelt energies that were there, and there may have even been a time that it was felt very much a part of your destiny. So I just see that. That's the first thing that popped into me. And the other thing is that right now, this is an important time for you to be reviewing many of the things you've already learned. Are you preparing to go back to school or to learn something new?
I'm kind of learning something new now. I'm doing my own film, directing and it's going to be my first time. I'm totally learning about shooting, and I do the editing, but I don't really know a lot about shooting and directing, so it is new to me, sort of.
Oh, good. What are you doing for a living?
I'm a freelance video editor.
Oh, perfect.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Business has been
it.
Pretty
yep.
slow. Yeah, business has been pretty slow. So in the meantime, I started doing this project, which is cool because, you know, it's like because I was at such a low, all these creative ideas started happening. So it's making me do my own thing, you know. But I'm still looking
it.
For
ways to make money. I love that for you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Timing looks great in the chart. And just remember all of the people that you've learned from, all the mentors that have served you in the past. Neptune's so close to your sun right now, your imagination is going to go wild over the next couple of months.
Yeah. Yay! Good.
Yay! What else do you see, Jacqueline, for her?
Well, I think there's a lot of learning and growing and a lot of enlightenment coming on to transform and change your life.
Wow.
As far as your work is concerned, that's the reason why I said, oh, perfect. Okay.
Oh, good.
Is
good.
Because learning and growing at this point in time is really what you learn now is going to enhance your career in the long term. So it's a great thing.
Oh, that's awesome. Very good to know. Does the chart indicate whether or not that the male coming back is a good thing to rekindle, or is there any?
It is
well, have
a very
you learned
good...
your lesson is my question.
Right,
okay.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. With the whole thing is that really, where have you learned and what have you learned and grown from, and how have they learned and grown since the last time you've seen it? Because if both of you two have expanded and grown and really understand what happened last time, this could be really
mm-hmm.
good. But if not, you got to run,
mm-hmm.
honey.
Well, all right.
Well, keep us posted, okay? One more thing I want to say before I let you go, just because it popped into my third eye, is in the process of what you're doing right now with this directing, there is going to be a young person that you're going to bring under your wing. It's going to be part of your process. And ultimately, that person is going to become a very, very important individual because of you. So just know that you may be dealing with a great star as you move forward, okay, over the next, I want to say, 45 to 50 days, okay?
Oh, wow.
So have your eyes
beautiful.
Open for this. Okay, great.
Cool.
And keep
great.
Us posted.
Thank you so much. Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Love her energy. She's got it so together, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think she does. I mean, she's going with the intuition thing, which is always great for a Pisces.
Yes, yes. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 828, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Danielle.
Hey,
girl.
Danielle.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you, ladies?
Good.
We're just cooking with gas tonight, Danielle. So what's happening with you? What's shaking, babe?
Well, so this codependency thing that I got going on with my male partners, I've been getting to notice. When I started studying or looking at this, it was created back in the 1950s by Dr. Stephen Cartman, and it's like this codependency triangle. It's like a dynamic of where the two people in the relationship go through this cycle of a victim, persecutor, and rescuer. And I noticed that Aaron and Eric both, and I'm probably guilty of it myself, that they create like this codependency drama is what it's called.
I couldn't agree more.
And I get like sucked into it. And when they get like smart mouth with me or like start persecuting me, and I get like really mad. and I can't help but throw the sores back at them. And you know, I went through that same stuff with my dad.
Mhm.
My family.
So what's going to happen is you're going to keep recreating this, Danielle, until you resolve it within yourself. It has nothing to do with the players. It has to do with you. So what's happening is every time this comes up and every time you attract someone into you that mirrors that energy, you have to find a different way of dealing with it than rage and offensive, defensive behavior. It has to come a point in time where you are shielded and you can actually see it happening and you don't have to go through that reactionary self issue. And that's what's going to happen. It's going to keep happening over and over again until you are at peace with it and say, I am no longer the victim. I am no longer the codependent. I am that I am. And that's what you're here to learn in this process that you've been going through. And I think it's so incredible that now you finally figured it out. You've got a handle on it. Congratulations.
There you go.
Yep.
You think
now you're finally figuring out that it's about you being in control of you.
I'm not reacting and
that's exactly right.
Not reacting to it. That's the most important thing you can do, because what happens when you engage in it is attention is attention, and it makes a control issue where they're controlling you, whether it's positive or negative, they're still controlling you, okay? So when you stop reacting to it, they can't control you, and then you gain your power back, which is
yes.
what you want to do. So every time that it starts to come up, every time that you step back and walk away and go, okay, I'm not engaging in this, the stronger you get, the better you feel. So you're fully aware of what's going on. Now it's a matter of putting it into practice.
Exactly. And the Mars retrograde is helping you to do this, to have this epiphany. Okay? So I am just so glad that you've got the tools and you're going through the inner realization process of this pattern, because once you understand what's really happening, that puts you in a position to find a viable solution. And that's where you are right now.
Yay.
Yeah, they'll say something like, and then like I did with Eric the other day, I just said, thanks for sharing. I'll talk to you later.
That's the perfect thing to do is
absolutely
use passive
perfect.
Resistance. Passive resistance is a very, very good tool to overcome this process. I am so happy for you. Well, keep us posted, Danielle, and I am so happy for you.
Thanks, ladies.
Many blessings. Have a sweet night. Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye. Wow, what a nice break for that Mars retrograde, huh?
Yeah, awesome.
I am so happy for her. It's been a long time. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 916, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. This is Nancy from Sacramento. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Hi, Nancy.
Great. You have my birth information, don't you? I'm sure you do.
See if I can find it.
Oh, okay.
I got a Nancy 1 and a Nancy 2. Were you born in L.A.?
Oh. Yes, I was.
8251?
Yes. You got it.
Yay. Cool. Do you have it, Jacqueline?
Yes, I do.
Zippity-doo-dah.
So how can we help you tonight?
Okay. My daughter and I are planning to take a trip. Actually, we are going to take a trip in the end of June to the beginning of July to Washington, and it's to a spiritual conference. And I was curious how that's going to turn out.
Is it Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
What? State.
Okay. All right. Just so I have an idea of the flavor. Okay. Let's see. Ooh, I like this. I like this for you very much, and I'm going to tell you why. Your sun and moon are both in Leo. You know, you're a double Leo. You're born on the new moon. And those planetary energies, the sun being you and the moon being your daughter, there's trines and blessing lines to Saturn, the great teacher, transiting your ninth house of travel and metaphysics in Sagittarius, which is all about philosophy and enlightenment. I love this.
Great.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And also, adding to that, you have an in conjunction with your natal Uranus, the Saturn.
Oh, yeah.
Which really opens it up. It'll make it a warm, it's going from your fourth to your ninth. So that makes it more of a homey type thing, to where this enlightenment and awakenment you'll receive from this will really be nurturing and really make you feel like you're at home at this retreat. So I like it a lot. I think you picked a great time to do this.
Wow. Yeah.
I also think that you're going to eat some great food.
Yes, it's going to be good food, too.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right, great. Well, we're so glad you called in. I wish you a wonderful time with your daughter. That sounds so fabulous for you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right, you have a spectacular night.
Okay.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love it when something comes through that clear.
Oh, yeah. And it's perfect that her daughter's going, too, as well.
I know.
You know, that's such a perfect
They couldn't have worked it out better with timing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, let me see where I'm at on this queue. Oh, here we are. Area code 860, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how about
Good.
You?
Good. No, this is Amy from Connecticut.
Okay.
Yes. Do you need my birthday?
Are you 12,
16?
73? Yes. You got it.
All right. Now, are you still living in New Britain?
Yeah, in the area.
Okay,
Very
good.
Very close to it. Close to. Yeah.
Connecticut's kind of a tiny state.
Yes. I don't know what you're seeing with this Mars in retrograde with me. Do you think it's my... I'm going to be quite honest with myself and to you guys. I'm pretty impatient now. In the sense of, do you see anybody coming in relationship-wise?
You're very frustrated because you got a lot of in-conjuncts to that retrograde Mars right now.
Okay.
And my feeling is that... And I'm going to say this kindly, but your expectations, okay, of the kind of man that you want to attract need to be reworked in this cycle.
Okay.
Okay. I think you're looking for the wrong thing.
Okay.
And I say that tenderly, but I think that you really need to look at where you are now versus where you were the last time you had a relationship of value to you, whether it was good or bad news. This is a time to look at your own growth factor. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. There's a couple things going on here in your chart that have the impatience level up. And I know my Sag babies who have planets close in aspect to the Saturn retrograde have been going through this impatience issue a lot.
Yeah.
And you have Saturn retrograde heading right into your Mercury. So I understand the mind game that's going on right now. But I agree with Aphrodite, okay? What's going to happen is in about another month, Venus is going to go into your fifth house of romance and dating, and it's still going to be in Gemini. So that's going to bring in, first of all, not one, but two, okay?
Yes.
I agree this is a time for you to reevaluate because I do feel one of those will be... Really, what are your priorities? Really, what do you want as far as a relationship? Because I agree with Aphrodite that this is a reevaluation time and an eternal time. I think you're doubting yourself that you can't find the one that will make you happy. But I have to say that you're going to have the opportunity coming up here soon. And if you're prepared and ready for it, you have an opportunity to really find that twin flame that you're looking for.
Right. But I think it is one thing I've definitely discovered even this past weekend, even though I'm frustrated, is what's really important for me is that the person values me and has the heart to listen, because I do that. And I notice that with other people, that's like maybe call me rigid or whatever, too particular, that's really important to me, because people's minds are always...
But that's fine. The reason why I said twin flame is just because you are looking for that connection that listens,
yes.
that's as honorable, that has all the qualities that you
yes.
have. And that's
exactly.
the reason why I use that specific wording of twin flame, because you're looking for somebody who has similarities to you, has a great sense of humor, kind of sarcastic, but comedic.
Yes.
You know, there's
yes.
a lot of this, you know, that goes on. But again here, the doubt within yourself that you can find it and the hostility of, oh, I'm impatient, I want it now, is not going to make the situation better. It's only going to make it worse.
Yes.
So
okay.
sit back and reevaluate.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Love is so important.
You're welcome.
So thank you. Yes. Take care.
Look for him around every corner, okay? Okay.
I'm just going to work on me for now, as you said.
All right, great. Well, many blessings. Keep us posted, okay?
I will. I promise you that. Thank you.
All right. God bless. All right, bye.
God bless.
What a sweetheart. See, who is next here? Oh, there they are. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Anna. You have my birth information. It's January 28, 1973.
Okay.
And can you tell me what's going on in my love life right now and if there's Thank you.
Are you involved in a relationship right now?
I just wanted to see if you see anything in my love life.
Right now, you were born in Amsterdam. Where do you live now, Anna?
Yeah, in New York.
Okay. I thought so, but I just wanted to be sure. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, do you belong to any, like, clubs, groups, or organizations of people that are like kindred souls? They're like part of your tribe?
Yeah.
Okay. Because if it's going to come in, that's where it's going to come in. Both Mars and Saturn are retrograde right now. They look like they're moving backwards in your 11th house, the light worker, okay? And people that have a similar spiritual take on life as you do. And your moon and your Neptune are beautiful in Sagittarius, so you're quite the visionary, aren't you?
Visionary? Yeah, I can see things, yeah.
Yep. And so what's happening is you're looking for someone that you recognize from another time. Okay?
Yes.
Maybe not this lifetime. You are looking for someone from another time. And I think that you already know that. I'm just going to affirm that for you. And you are in a Saturn opposition right now. And as Jacqueline is probably going to say, you may end up with two for the price of one. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I'm looking at it through her natal chart.
Okay.
And I like the two thing. But I also think, because all of that, the Mars retrograde and the Saturn in Sagittarius, end up in your seventh house, marriage and partnerships. So what I see in that, and that's the reason why I asked the question, is because I think there's somebody from your past that may be returning to you.
Yeah, there's somebody that returned, and now I don't know what's happening. I'm kind of like, yeah.
Well, and that's what I was looking at, was that somebody returning to you in that case. And in that particular case, I think that we need to really take a look at who is, you know, who this individual is in your love life.
Yeah.
So do you have their birth information?
Sorry?
Do you have their birth information?
Yes, February 7, 1977.
Do you know what time when they were born?
Yes. He was born at, I think you have his
5:55 p.m. in Washington,
yeah,
California.
Yeah, 5:53.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was 6:53.
6:53?
Yeah. Okay. 6:53 p.m.
And that's in Washington, California?
Yes.
Okay. Now, does he still live there?
No, he lives in where I live now, in New York.
Okay. Look at it again.
Is he going to come back in? You know, I have no idea. I would like a relationship with him, but
Well, people meet at a particular point in time, in a particular place, for a purpose. There's a synchronicity that exists in the universe. And I do feel that there's a strong karmic tie with this individual. Very much so. And I think that that's why it's kind of hard to shake it off, but it's also hard to reel it in. Take your time. There's a little bit too much retrograde energy right now for you to really be clear on this. So again, as Jacqueline pointed out, really look into this person. See, everything in your chart tells me that you really want a commitment. You want to basically find the person and start to create a good foundation right now. And I understand that. And you're frustrated because this person doesn't seem to be on the same page, because I think that they're really trying to relearn you. And I think that you need to try and relearn them. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Yeah.
Well, and I think there's a very strong kinship here, and I think that, you know, this is worth pursuing as far as looking into. I agree with Aphrodite 100%. This is not the time to jump into this relationship and take it completely seriously. I think you two need to take your time a little bit more and really examine what's going on, because the two of you have two different types of personalities. Even though they complement each other, and I think together you two really bring two different dimensions and make a fuller relationship than the average relationship, I also think that the two of you really need to appreciate each other's independence and look at each other, you know, for the value of the differences, and really understand that and accept each other for the differences within each other too as well. Too much time together, which this one does have a little bit of a codependency issue, I'm just going to say that. So too much time together will definitely cause some challenges with this relationship. But if you pace it, like Aphrodite was talking about, investigate it during this period of time, communicate things out, take it slow, I think that this may work.
And how long, when do you see it's a good time, like when do you see it coming back together?
I think that's a matter of choice, because I feel, again, that you both have been on the soul journey before. And I know you want it to manifest in the real world in a very real way, but I have a feeling, as far as the energies between the two of you, I think it's something that is much more long-lasting and enduring than you realize in the moment. So you're looking for a manifestation of gratification right now, and I just don't think this is the time. And I think it depends on how the two of you can grow together and really go to a different level of intimacy, spiritually and emotionally, than you've enjoyed in the past. I think if you try and push this relationship to be what you think you want it to be, it's going to backfire. Really look into each other as a beautiful souls and individuals that you are, and see where it goes.
Okay.
Okay. And keep us posted, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I ask you one more thing?
No, you can't, because we have other people in the queue, honey. We only can do one question with each person.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. All right.
Blessings.
All right.
Thank you.
Blessings to you. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Pretty intense stuff on that one.
Yeah, that's an intense.
I think we can squeeze in one more. Ready?
Okay, let's do it.
Area code 207, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. My name is Cindy.
Hi, how
Cindy,
are you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing well. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
Okay.
Are you 7/12/1949?
That's it.
Hey.
And what's the first name? What's the first name?
Cindy.
Okay.
Cindy.
Like I told you, I have so many of these Cindys, it's crazy. Okay. All right. And born in New Jersey?
Yes.
Great. And do you still live there?
No, I live in Portland, Maine.
Oh, okay. You're a long way from home. Okay.
Yes.
Did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I have a house for sale. I'm looking to hopefully sell it this summer.
All right, let's take a look at that. I like when you say this summer, because one by one, these planets have been retrograde for the last couple of months. They're all going forward. And when you say this summer, that opens up opportunities to do it in a time that's a little bit more auspicious than right now. Let me take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a financial investment, or is this the physical home you live in?
It's a physical home.
Good. Okay. Let's see when Saturn goes direct. All right. I know it, but I can't bring it to mind in the moment. Okay. Mid-August looks like things are going to shift at that point because Saturn goes direct in your second house of real estate and the temple you abide in. And it could be, is it in kind of like more of the suburbs? Is it kind of countryfied and kind of private?
Yes.
Yep.
It's on an island.
Somebody's going to be looking for it, and they're going to be moving from a place that has a similar climate, maybe even in another country, to come there, is how I'm seeing it. What do you see, Jacqueline?
I do agree with you. I think the opportunity for it to sell is probably, or that may be closing at that point in time, around that time frame. But I agree with Aphrodite that I think that more towards the middle to end of August is when it's going to happen for you.
Okay. That sounds terrific.
And I think you're going to be happy because the liberation is going to be spectacular.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
Now, where are you going when you leave Maine?
Well, I'm not going to leave Maine. My house is in Stonington, Maine, and I'm living in Portland, Maine. So I have bought a condo.
Okay,
in
great. I see a completely different lifestyle for you. Right.
I'm in the
that's
city
great.
Now, yes.
Oh, I like it. I like it
yeah.
for you.
Oh, good.
You need to really be out there and being in touch with people. It's so good for you.
Yeah, I need to be around people.
Yeah. Now, are you going to be opening up something that you call your own or teaching something to other people?
Well, I don't know. There's a whole lot of things brewing in my pot. And I'm just trying to, I think when I sell the house, I mean, my focus has been on the house, I'll have a little more freedom to do other things.
Yeah. And I think you're going to be well received by others. You're going to be very well received by others. And you're going to be very welcome into many different items of interest. But I think there's going to be one or two that really light your fire.
Interesting. You know what's interesting is that I don't know if you've heard of human design.
Yes.
It's like astrology.
Yes.
I've been studying that for like 6 or 7 months now. It's fascinating. It's like extended
astrology. I'd like to see
astrology.
You do that professionally, my friend.
Oh, I'm just
absolutely.
So addicted to it.
I think you'd be spectacular, and I really think you might even end up teaching it yourself later on.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I think you're moving in that direction. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I couldn't.
I agree. I think that this is, I think it's a great time for you to go into that patterning type situation. I think it'll help out a great deal.
Oh, good. I just
I
love doing it.
I think you can go into it as a profession. I think it can be a very strong passion because your work is a way of life. It's not just a job. It's a way of life. And you're not somebody who, you know, would go into anything unless you threw your whole self into it. And, you know, you've got a Mercury in Cancer and a Sun in Cancer in your ninth house. So you don't be surprised if you work with people from other countries as well.
Yeah, I don't like to do things superficially, so I've been really hunkering down and studying this. You know, I mean, it's been amazing that I've been pulled into it.
I would continue it. This is the perfect time for you to learn and grow over the next 2 months. You could really absorb a lot.
Oh, great.
I agree.
Well, I'm glad I mentioned that to you.
Yes, I love it. I love it for you. I think it's going to be the best career you ever had.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Yes. And keep us posted, okay?
I will.
Great.
Thank you both so much.
Well, many blessings to you.
Right. Thank you. You too.
Have a sweet night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's about time for us to sign off and tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110, or they can check out my website at www.aphrodette.com, and that's APHRODETTE.com. And Jacqueline and I are both on Facebook. If you go ahead and want to friend us, let us know that you're from Blog Talk, and we'll probably bring you aboard. You can find out what we're up to on a daily basis. In the meantime, until our next show, please have a blessed week, everyone. Thank you so much for listening and calling in and supporting us as we try to help others throughout the world.
Have a
great
night.
Good night.